Hello, everybody. This is Richard Marroquin, otherwise known as TexRich1974 in the virtual world out there. And this is the first ever Nerdtertainment podcast. And just excuse the crudeness of this podcast because this is my very first one, so I'm still tweaking some things. Going to get some things perfected here in future episodes. And I'm here with my my heterosexual life mate, Ruben Morales.
Also known as El Burrito, depending on what circles you want to you go into, and quite a few other names in other circles, but we'll just go with Ruben right now.
All right, Ruben. Okay, since this is basically called Nerdtertainment, you know, entertainment for nerds, and, you know, this stuff dealing with, you know, whether it's comic books, music, TV,
we're not going to get wedgies or anything, are we?
No, we're not going to get the wedgies. Okay, so we cool. Give the wedgies here in this world.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I don't think I could really call this a Nerdtertainment podcast without mentioning one of the biggest issues that happened in the past week, and that would be Disney purchasing Lucasfilms Limited.
Which is the greatest thing that ever happened to Lucasfilms.
It's a... Well, we were talking about this just a few minutes before we started this, so go ahead and...
Well, for the simple fact, you know, every fan of Star Wars knows that the worst thing about Star Wars is George Lucas.
That I do understand.
And there's been plenty of documentary. I know I know for one, I hate the fact that he is too involved in what he does. The good news is he's not exactly out, but he's not going to be the director of anything. All the crap that he's had on the shelf that he's scared to do because he's not good at it. Disney can put real directors, really big. I mean, of course, George Lucas had money, but Disney has a lot more money. And they can put a lot more money into the projects and find the right people to do it. They have more experience with it. I know that sounds funny, me saying that people have more experience than George Lucas, but let's just face it, the man is slipping. I mean, if you saw what he did to Indiana Jones...
That was a total rape job, of
course. That was a total rape job. But, no, I think it's great, the fact that... You know, I wish they would have bought it before Episode 1, because I think Episode 1, 2, or 3, that is the biggest letdown ever. And they could those were good stories, and they could have done a lot with it, but the man has lost his step.
Well, really, I mean...
Well, he never really directed the first three, so,
He did direct the first one.
Was it the first one you got?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll give him that one.
And then, of course...
Because he didn't direct Empire.
You know, Irvin Kershner, why Empire is the best of the whole series in my book.
I can agree. I can't really argue with you on this for the simple fact that Empire is a good movie. But personal preferences, Jedi. That's just, you know, because it's the redemption, it closes everything out.
Well, it doesn't really close everything out, or else there wouldn't be a 7, 8, and 9 coming out now. Well, and 7 already has a release year, release year, 2014.
And they're killing Han in that one, too.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. No. Han was supposed to die in Jedi.
Here's the thing, though, because the thing is, we don't know if they're going to go... with the novels that came after Jedi.
Are they going to revamp them?
You know, are they going to go with the novels? Because you do know that the writer so far, you know, I don't know if it's speculation or if it's 100% confirmed, but I know they're looking at the writer from Toy Story 3.
Really?
Yeah. And so maybe somebody out there knows more about that. But, yeah, if it's the writer from Toy Story 3, what's going to happen? I mean...
I can see, you know, it's like anything else. You got Batman, you have original story, but you have, you know, it's good to get someone else's input and look at Captain America and what they've done with the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
And the slight adjustments they've made. You know what I mean? They can do that to Star Wars, but...
I think Disney saved movies, yeah. You know, so...
And you know what, to Disney's credit, I mean, Marvel even tried to stumble over their own feet.
Yeah,
on all those movies,
but there's also sometimes a bit of a downside because we know, you know, those of us who've grown up with Disney, which is basically 99.9%. The rest are probably just communists. But what does worry me, though, because being that it is from Disney, what crap are they going to sift it? Are they not sift out, but what crap are they going to produce from? Because, you know, Disney is the king of straight-to-video DVD, Blu-ray,
yeah, but
sequels.
And
are we going to see...
This is... Well, I mean, Lion King was the greatest... It was the best-selling movie of all time. Of course, they re-released it twice, but we're not going to get into that conversation.
And now in 3D!
Yeah. But, I mean... I got to give them credit on that because they understand their market. Yeah, a lot of things go straight to DVD, but they have a good idea of saying, this isn't going to make us money.
You see, but... You don't have small children. I do. I have to live with that crap.
And whose fault is that? You're the one that didn't know how to pull out. Anyway.
Good one.
But
you button-hooked me. I didn't know you were going to button-hook me.
No, but, I mean, no, they know what they have on. I mean, they know, they're not stupid. They know how to make money. They know how to make movies. They know what they have on their hands. They didn't pay $4 billion for just so they can put a straight-to-DVD release. Yeah, I mean, look how much money episodes 1, 2, and 3 made, and they were utter shit. You know what I mean? They know. You know.
Well, three was passable.
Three was passable. I'll give you that.
The thing that killed it was at the very end. No!
You know what? I never thought of that till right now. You're right. You just ruined it for me.
And then freaking George, George Lucas, what does he do? He puts, no! When he's trying to, when he goes and saves Luke on Return of the Jedi in the Blu-ray releases,
that's right, he did.
Yes, he did.
That is so fucking stupid. So, God, I mean, the guy just. Hey.
So, thank you, Disney. Thank you, but please don't put out crap. But
that's your moneymaker, man.
But you know, we're not just limited to Star Wars, though. Maybe they may revamp Indiana Jones. I mean, dare I say the word? I know everybody. I know it's the most.
Man, you're going on a limb on that one.
No,
but
listen. But listen.
No. Go ahead. No, I really want to hear this.
I know it's the most overused word, but reboot. Why? Let me tell you why.
No, you're right.
We need to get that crap taste out of our mouth from the Crystal Skull movie because that just. I don't even want to think of that movie even existing.
You know what? I honestly think that's going to happen because look at the Transformers franchise.
Yes.
Obviously, you know, the third movie was the best movie in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Made a ton of money, and they're already putting another. I mean, they're not exactly rebooting it. They're still going with four, but they're basically rebooting it because they're going with a new cast, new director, new everything.
Thank you. No more Michael Bay.
Hey, come on, that guy did. Come on, that. The second one, but you know, the first and third movies, those were good. Hey, the dude made Armageddon. Yeah, argue with me on that one. Affleck was a bomb in Phantoms, yo.
Yes, he was. But
I mean, also look what they're doing with the Batman franchise. They're rebooting that too.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just came off the. I mean,
probably some of the greatest Batman movies made.
Yeah, but I don't see them. If they're gonna reboot Indiana, they got to start from the beginning.
Yeah,
you know? It's not like Batman where you had Clooney's Batman and everybody has sore taste in their mouth. That was Ford out there. That's not his fault. No one holds him responsible for what happened in Crystal Skull.
No, well, Ford was raped.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, yeah, no, it's. Gonna be interesting. I think it's a great thing.
What would you think of a good indie TV series?
I don't know about that one. They tried Indiana Jones.
Let's throw Young Indiana Jones out the window.
How are you gonna pull that off though?
It can be pulled off. I mean, look,
there's plenty of opportunity for writing. You're talking about a time in history where a lot happened. You know what I mean? And you could do that because there's a lot of things going on in the late 30s, early 40s when Indiana Jones takes place.
And even during
the Cold War.
Let's not make it just limited to young Indiana Jones. The same age Indiana Jones was in the 1980s, 1981 and 84 movies.
I will say this. I really wouldn't want to see a TV series for the simple fact that if they're going to revamp Indiana, I really want to see him get a little bit grittier. You know what I mean? I mean, he really was a, even though Disney didn't own him, he was a Disney character. He was very Ford did a great job. I'm not taking anything away from that. I'm not calling him a pussy in any way. But, you know, I mean, it wasn't that gritty. You know what I mean? And let's face it, in today's age, they would make him gritty, and I don't think that would work
kinda
for
like
TV.
Kind of like what they did with James Bond.
Yeah. Oh, fucking love. Dude, I cannot wait to see Skyfall.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, it just looks better and better. And I, and you know what? I say this, no homo. I drool, because not for Daniel Craig, but because that movie looks that good.
Yeah.
So,
wow. That, no homo, huh?
Yeah, no homo.
That sounded
one.
Pretty homo there.
Yeah, you know. But, you know.
Not that we're
very heterosexual, even though I don't have my pants on right now. But that's just a different issue.
But, we've gone over these possibilities of the Star Wars franchise, Indiana Jones franchise, but of course we also have the Clone Wars. What's going to happen with the Clone Wars? Is it going to stay on Cartoon Network? Is it going to go to Disney XD?
Well, it's already on Disney XD, isn't it? Don't they have the reruns or syndication? I mean, it's gone to syndication quit making them.
I'm not sure because I really don't watch Disney XD, but
I think I saw it on there. I mean, I don't have. I have extended cable, but not the digital cable.
Yeah,
I think I want to say I did see it, but do not quote me on that.
Yeah, okay. I won't.
Yeah, don't.
But of course, I know there's listeners out there that,
well, I mean,
that know the answer to that one, and
yeah, and they're calling me an idiot right now. But you know what? Fuck you. So you know, I'm just kidding.
They're calling they're calling us both idiots right now. But you know what? If you don't like it, make your own podcast.
Yeah,
so.
Well, XD is great for me to poop on.
But you know, there's also that new Star Wars parody show that Seth Green has worked on. Star Wars Detours. They've never really announced what, because I was like, well, what channel is it going to be on? Is it going to be on Comedy Central? Is it going to be on Cartoon Network? Is it going to be on some?
No, he's worked with Fox on Greg the Bunny. So yeah, I mean,
he worked with Fox on Family Guy.
Yeah, well. You can't really call that him working with Fox.
Well, he's in a booth for Fox.
He works on a show that gets sold to Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And I love their anti-Fox references on the show. But.
Oh, I know. It's so funny.
But, so, you know, what channel is that going to be on? Is that going to be on... Maybe that's why we saw nothing on it. So maybe that could be on XD, Disney Channel. I don't know. But... I guess it's just a wait and see kind of
thing. Let's face it. I mean, Star Wars has diehard fans. It's a moneymaker, and that's I'm pretty sure right now Disney is doing everything they can to get that out there.
Well, let's put it this way: they haven't angered us Marvel geeks.
No, I mean I'm happy with everything that's happened. I mean, the first Hulk movie. With Eric Bana, that sucks, but that's Marvel. That goes back to that whole Marvel still tried to trip over. I mean, they were trying to trip themselves.
Yeah, we just don't mention that anymore.
Yeah, I know. Even like, it's like the third X-Men movie. I'm like,
oh, man, talk about lazy writing there.
Lazy everything.
Lazy.
Even the director was like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
But, okay, so, you know, we got that out of the way, but, of course, now I guess that was a good segue into Marvel.
Yeah.
The Marvel movies.
Yeah, let's go. I mean,
we of course we got Iron Man coming up.
Iron Man 3 is coming up. Thor, I think they're done with production on Thor 2 right now. And then I don't know where they're at on Captain America 2.
Yeah.
That's the one I honestly have to say. Thor and Captain America 2, I really want to see. Thor, I really, really, really want to see what they're going to do with that. Because if any one of the first... Well, I mean, Iron Man played a good part in it, but if any movie really affected the Avenger movies, it was Thor.
Yeah.
If anything led into the Avengers movie, I mean, it was Thor, because, I mean, the reason they made the weapons, the Tesseract, I mean, just, all the main characters came from Thor.
Yeah. With all that said, though, didn't Thor, the first Thor movie, and I'm sure most people will agree, it wasn't a bad movie. But it was obviously rushed.
Yeah, I mean,
they had to beat that release date for the Avengers.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah, you're right. It was, you know, the first 30 minutes of that movie on Asgard, and up until when he gets banished, and even when he first gets to Earth, it's great. What really frustrated me is the action in the movie. That's where you really felt like it was rushed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you never, and then you never really saw the connection with Thor and Earth happen. You never saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he had the woman, but that's just your typical movie, Jane Foster, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you never ever saw what made him fall in love with Earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That and yeah, and he truly loves our planet.
Yeah. And
he loves our planet more than I do.
Yeah, and let's face it, who out of all the Avengers, who is, you know, who's the one that always goes against Thanos and, you know, poses the most threat is Thor. So, I mean, I can't imagine his movie not having another significant influence in the Avengers 2.
So, would you like to see Thanos in both Thor and the Avengers 2? Thor 2 and the Avengers 2?
I think the best thing I like to say is I would like to, at the end credits, yes. In the movie itself, not really. Maybe they want, you know, it'd be cool if they started talking about the Titans.
Yeah.
That would be cool if that somehow came up. But, you know, in fact, that'd be cool as shit if you see him start going after the gems at the end of each movie.
You know what? That would be freaking awesome. Yeah,
wouldn't it? Think about that.
Yeah, that would be awesome, dude. And of course, going away from the Avengers, how about, you know, the new Spider-Man? The Amazing Spider-Man. Yeah. I know your feelings about the first Amazing Spider-Man. You know, the beginning, the first half sucked.
Yeah, that should have been a two-part movie. But,
and then it picked up in the second half.
Yeah.
But hey, see Thomas Howell rocking that movie.
You know what? He did. So did Dennis Leary.
Yeah. You know the thing about... Speaking about see Thomas Howell, Ponyboy did not stay gold, did he?
That motherfucker got old.
he's golden.
I was like, he's gray boy now.
He's golden age, but
yeah. I was like, holy crap, that's C Top. He got old.
So Johnny died in vain.
Yeah. For Johnny, man. Johnny.
Let's do it for Johnny. You know what's funny is one of my favorite bands, Bowling for Soup, has a CD called "Let's Do It for Johnny."
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see that.
Yeah. But did you hear who's possibly going to play Electro? Because I'm sure everybody's convinced I was Electro in the prison cell.
Man, you know what? I could honestly care. Well, I'll go with you. I mean, you have a good argument. Yeah. I really don't care enough to argue about that. But anyway, I'm sorry.
This kind of has me baffled, but
okay. They're
looking at Jamie Foxx at playing Electro.
Hey, I mean, Sam Jackson played Nick Fury, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
I mean, the guy's got chops.
I think Jamie Foxx is a good actor, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He's a very good actor, you know, he didn't win an Oscar for nothing, although there are actors out there that...
What did he win for?
Ray Charles. Ray? Yeah, okay. Ray.
I mean, he did a good job in that movie.
And that same year, he was also nominated for Best Supporting Actor with that movie, Tom Cruise.
Collateral.
Collateral.
That was a good movie.
Is that what? No,
Collateral.
No. That's an...
Oh, my God. What was it?
I think it was.
No.
Well, you know what? Let's take a...
I'll get on my phone. No, don't. Hang on. We got to remember it. Don't do this to us.
I think it was Collateral. I think that was the name of it.
No. It was
Collateral.
Right.
Yeah,
there it is.
So, and he was so same year he was nominated for two Oscars. You know that's not done. That's not for nothing. Okay,
he should have won for Collateral because that was a hell of a lot better than Ray.
Yeah,
and Ray was a good movie. I'm not saying it was bad, but he did. I really liked him in Collateral.
But I just don't see him as Electro.
I don't think it's the fact that I see him as Electro. I think it's the fact that it's a comic book movie, and I say this, you know, because Spider-Man was a comic book movie.
Yeah.
I mean they didn't give it. You could tell they didn't give the writers a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
And if they do that in the second movie with all the villains and stuff like that, you can see you can just see his character and his portrayal and his acting being very cartoonish.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good word to say. And I think I could agree with you in saying that's why I have a hard time seeing him in a Marvel movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, you said, you know, Samuel L. Jackson played Nick Fury.
Yeah, but
you
know badass. What?
Samuel L. Jackson, I mean, he is a comic book character.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're right. He's a badass.
You know,
I mean,
there's a reason why Tarantino selected him for Pulp Fiction. You know?
Yeah.
Because his type of acting, his style, his demeanor is pulp. I mean, he's
Yeah, no, no, yeah, you got it.
He's made for those kinds of movies. I just don't see. I hate to say it like this, but he's better than that. Jamie Foxx.
Oh no, no, you're right. And that's where I think that's where we agree, because I think he'd have to lower himself, and then it would be cartoonish. You know what I mean? I can't see him. I can't see that. After that first movie, I can't see anybody with serious chops coming in there and trying to put seriousness to any of those roles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like, the Avengers. I mean, they did a good job acting. Downey Jr., Chris Evans continues to just impress the crap out of me.
Doesn't he just get better and better in each
movie?
Man.
He does. I mean, you totally buy that he's Captain America.
Yeah.
And I was the first guy, I'll admit it, I was not happy about him being Captain America.
I remember that.
You do. I mean, I pitched a fit about that.
Yeah.
I can't, and now I think he's going to get typecasted from now on, because he's Captain America. It's like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at Chris Evans' roles that he's done in the past, I mean, of course, he Captain America twice, going to do it a third time. He did Johnny Storm twice.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't have to do it a third time.
I want to see it, because, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to go on a tangent, but if not, I don't think, this is why I think the gems are not going to come in. Because if you bring the gems into play, how are you going to bring the Fantastic Four?
And how are you going to bring Johnny Storm?
Exactly.
And how are you going to bring another actor to play Johnny Storm than Chris Evans?
Because he shut the door on that one. Yeah. He did a good job, especially in the second movie.
Yeah.
That franchise got better as they went along,
which really didn't say much after that first movie, though.
I can't believe after that first movie they made a second one.
Yeah.
And I remember you and I were sitting in your apartment and we're like, why are they making another one? Oh, Rise of the Silver Surfer. Oh, okay.
There we go.
That's why they're making it. Yeah.
And how did you like Lawrence Fishburne doing?
Oh, dude, I loved it.
It was great.
But another thing that really that was a good movie. But
there's like a certain intelligence in his voice that fits the Silver Surfer.
Oh, it does.
It does.
I loved it. It does. The only thing that really disappointed me about that movie, and it was a good movie and I recommend it, but the only thing that really disappointed me was Galactus.
Yeah.
He was basically a meteor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guarantee a lot of people went to see that movie so they could see Galactus and they're just like, oh,
yeah,
he's a rock. Thank you. thank you. So cool.
but of course, the other Chris Evans roles, he played Lucas Lee, another comic book graphic novel character.
Yeah, yeah.
The Losers, another graphic novel.
Love that he did a great job in that. That's a great movie.
Yeah, and what's funny, if you look at the graphic novel of The Losers,
mm-hmm.
he looks just like the character.
Does he?
He looks just like the character on.
Well, I Am Number Four. How was that one? I never saw that movie.
I never saw it either.
Yeah. I don't think, I don't know.
But so, Chris Evans is typecast in playing comic characters.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
Now, you mentioned Chris Hemsworth, and we talked about this, I think it was yesterday when I was telling you, when you texted me, Red Dawn does not look good.
No.
It's a movie that was on the shelf.
Yeah.
But because of Chris Hemsworth's popularity,
yep,
it's coming out.
I think they filmed that thing 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing it. I mean, I've been waiting for it for a long time.
And I know Chris Hemsworth by now is like, oh, God, no.
I'm
Thor, damn it!
I know. He's got to be so pissed at that. Let's see how... It's going to be interesting to see how much press he does for that movie.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be very much.
Yeah. That movie is already dead in the water, I think. In my humble opinion.
And you look at the cast, though. I mean, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, I like him. He's good.
And he was on The Losers also, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And he just doesn't live in anything he's in, except The Losers.
He's on a show on Starz where it's about Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a pretty good show.
It is.
But, of course, he was the comedian, which was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But
of course, he was the dad on Supernatural for briefly.
That's right. He died in that. He didn't make it the whole season. I think the first season.
He died. He died on Grey's Anatomy.
He's on Grey's Anatomy.
I have a wife. That's why I watched.
All right. Fair. Okay. You knew exactly what I was fixing to say. You should really say no homo before you say that next time.
You see, but marriage is a free pass when it comes to to Grey's Anatomy and Twilight.
Ain't nothing a free pass to Twilight, jackass.
I have a wife,
dude. Okay. I like how you try to sneak that in. Oh, you know, Grey's Anatomy and Twilight, and then you know.
I'm serious. I mean, or else she doesn't.
No, you're not. You look at you. You don't even buy that bullshit. You're so full of it.
I like the books. Okay, I like the books. The books. The books are good.
You know, I lost my sister. Is a reading teacher, and you know, whatever gets a kid's reading, she's totally for. And she was totally about Twilight and this, that, and the other. And my sister, to her credit, you know, Artemis Fowl, their kids' books.
I like Artemis Fowl.
They're young adult books. Yeah. I wouldn't say kids.
Caleb loves Artemis Fowl.
I've read every single Artemis Fowl. I'm 32 years old, and there's a new one out, and I'm going to go get it. It's been out.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the last one, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn it. Well, the last one I got was supposed to be the last one. But anyway, I've read all the Harry Potter books. My sister recommends very good books. Mm-hmm. So she was like, Ruben, you got to read The Twilight. And I was like, it doesn't sound like something I want to read. I literally got halfway through that book. And I was like, you know what? This who wrote Stephanie Myers?
Stephanie Myers.
Yeah, she owes me a fucking 30 minutes of my goddamn life. And that's because the only time I read it was when I was taking a shit. And I was just like, I got halfway through that book. And I was like, there's just, what? I mean, it's piss poor writing, man. I tried. I really tried. And I was, fuck you.
Okay. I guess, you know, to each his own.
Fair enough, but, you know.
But,
Twilight.
Hey, at least Muse threw in a couple of songs in a few movies.
Now, you know how I know you're gay?
No.
Muse? I'm not dissing Muse. I'm dissing the fact that you know what? The fact that you know that. Hey, come on.
I recognize the music.
Yeah, Jennifer. Why did you recognize the music? Because you were watching it.
Jennifer was watching it, and I heard it while I was lifting 300 pounds, benching 300 pounds.
Yeah, yeah, and on the computer staring at porn. Yeah, yeah, we'll go with that. Too bad it was gay porn, but...
I don't look at porn because Jennifer looks at my browsing history.
Oh, that's... Ooh, damn. I'll just add one more reason never for me to get married. Okay.
I mean, you know what's funny though? I've never really gotten into porn. I tried watching it when I was in college, and
it's a good way to pick up some new techniques, I think, for me. But as far as like if I watch it, I don't watch it for arousal because it doesn't do anything for me. I'm not the one getting laid. You know what I mean? It's like going to a strip club. Yeah, it's great to have some snatch in my face and boobs in my face, but it's not like I'm, you know. I go to a strip club and I watch TV and, you know, occasionally, I mean, if a hot chick is like, woohoo, I'm like, oh, hey, you're freaking hot and I'll look at you. But for the most part, it's like, you know, okay, might as well be watching porn because I'm not getting anything else out of it. You know what I mean?
I'd rather be gaming.
God, you're a fucking nerd. I'd rather be out the bar or at the bar trying to pick up something I can take home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I already have. I already have somebody at home.
And you know what? And you're a lucky man because you got a good woman and a good family. So good for you.
And so, man, we really chased a rabbit, didn't we?
I have no idea. I was sitting there trying to remember what the hell we were talking about to begin with. I know there's plenty of people right now listening just going, these guys are fucking idiots.
Hey guys, like I said, this is our first site. I don't have an outline or anything. So
okay, wait a second. Let's backtrack this. We went from. Oh, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, there we go.
There we go. And no, the cast for Red Dawn, that's what we were talking about. Yeah. Okay. Adrian Palenke. She was in there. Josh Hutcherson's in it.
No wonder it got off the shelf. You got Josh Hutcherson from
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. You got Chris Hemsworth.
Yep.
You got...
I mean, it's there's a lot more people in there, but I can't remember their names. Yeah. But it's... What kills me is on the previews, Jeffrey Dean Morgan's talking about a weapon. Oh, that's what took our systems down, is a weapon. I'm like, what the fuck? So they're going after a weapon? You know what I mean? To win the... It's not what happened. That's not what happens. They start a revolution.
So, and here's what I'm wondering, too. Are they going with the Cold War motif again?
No. I think they're... Well, they're obviously rebooting it, but I think they're... Fucking just using the name Red Dawn and that's it.
Yeah,
I
mean, because you know, because the title made sense in 1983 or 84, whenever that movie came out.
Yeah.
Because the Cold War was still going on. And, of course, Red Dawn, you know, the commies come invade America. Who's invading America in this movie?
I honestly have no idea, but to my credit, I don't actually don't care.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I get out of the movie is
it's got to be Mexico.
The only thing I get out of that movie is that Chris Hemsworth yells Wolverines and...
Yeah, and they got a stupid soundtrack.
Yeah, that's going to be my I Gotta Miss It movie. Kind of like what Premium Flush was for us.
Yeah, that's got a jet, man. Poor Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
But you know what? That movie actually got good reviews.
People got paid off. All right, I don't listen to reviews anymore for the simple fact that people get paid to write those things by. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know,
but
unfortunately, we don't get paid.
Speaking of movies,
what's that?
Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh. I just got wood.
That movie, I cannot wait to see that. Of course, me being a former military,
combat vet,
I want to see this
movie. I've read the book. I've read No Easy Day by Mark Owen, and also what I didn't know is Mark Owen. You know, it's obviously his pseudonym.
Yeah.
But Mark Owen was actually on 60 Minutes.
Oh, really?
And if you go on YouTube and hit Mark Owen 60 Minutes, the whole 43-minute interview. Minus the commercials is on there.
Oh wow!
They redid his face. They hit his voice. You see him, but they said they did. You know some. They obviously did everything they could to protect him.
Yeah.
So they didn't say exactly what features they altered.
Oh, okay.
But they did. You know they said they did. They used lighting. You know, watch it. It's totally worth it. The book's a good book. It's not. You know, it's nothing fancy. It's a quick read.
Yeah,
I think it's 330 pages.
Yeah, which you said you still got to get from that person you loaned it to.
Yeah, I did. I guess I
might as well just go buy it.
Actually, be honest with you, I was going to go buy another copy because I really want to read that book again.
Yeah, and I think I'm just going to go buy my own copy.
You should. I mean, it's $14. It's 16. You know, if you got a Barnes & Noble card, it's $14. And it's really worth the read.
But speaking of Navy SEALs, did you hear the latest news about the Navy SEALs that were consultants for the Medal of Honor game?
You know,
all being reprimanded.
I got a buddy of mine that's in the SEALs, and it's great as a gamer. It's great to say, man, this game is going to be on. You know what I mean? The techniques and tactics, and that's one of the things that got him in trouble.
Yeah.
But as someone who, you know, heck, you know this. You just don't talk.
Yeah.
Those guys, you know, they don't do it. You know, shame on them. You know, I have to a little bit say shame on them. For doing that, and they've gotten reprimanded.
Yeah, they got reprimanded, which
they can't get promoted anymore.
Yeah, which means they got an Article 15 at least.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shoot, I got two of them when I was in the military. It was due to my mental issues that I got discharged for. But hey, you know, we'll leave that to the side.
I could, you know, my salute looked too much like a middle finger. That's why you're a better man than me. But anyway,
but yeah, it's. So, have you got to play your game yet?
No, I haven't. You know, but I was planning on going home and doing it, starting it up. I saw it was a 2.5 out of 5 is what the reviews were.
Yeah.
But personally, going into games like that, I'm not looking for story. I'm not looking to think. Just run around and shoot shit.
Yeah.
I think enough as it is throughout the day.
You probably still haven't even played your Killzone 3.
Nope. It's still sitting in the wrapper. My Batman Arkham City and Batman Arkham Asylum, sitting in the wrapper.
And this is a guy who bought these on the release week, so...
Yeah, I know. I spent good money for them. Well, yeah, no, Arkham Asylum, I got best of, so I only paid $20 for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a steal, man.
Yeah.
But my problem is with games... I want to be entertained. I don't want to have to struggle through it. Not struggle, but think through it and blah, 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 blah. And
obviously not a trophy hunter.
Nope, not at all. There's only a couple games I've completed. One was obviously all Modern Warfare. But Modern Warfare is a lot like that. All you got to do is show up, shoot. You know, they tell you what to do, when to do it, and I'm happy. What was it? Force Unleashed, the first one. I never got a chance to play the second one. But the first one was like that, too. Just run around, fucking kill shit with your lightsaber and use the Force.
Didn't you borrow that from Steven like a year ago?
Yeah, I gave it back to him. I gave it back to him. We're good on that. And he was like, and the funny thing is, I borrowed it from him, I set it in my truck, and the whole time I had it, it was sitting in my truck.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Hopefully the sun didn't warp the hell out
of
it.
No, I checked it. I checked it, because I was like, man, please tell me I don't have to go buy a new one real quick.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Don't worry. It wouldn't cost you much to buy a new one.
And no
and
shit.
That thing's like under $10 used, so.
Oh, wow.
so you would have been fine. But one game I'm looking forward to playing, and it doesn't come out for a while, though. And, of course, people who know me through the IGN community know that I love the God of War series.
Oh, I can't wait for that, because I've actually played those.
Yeah.
That's another one where they tell you what to do, when to do it, and that's what I really liked about that series.
So you liked the okay. QTE, the quick time?
Yeah.
The quick time?
I like that.
Well, you know, a lot of people who are not fans of God of War, that's one of the...
You cannot be a fan of God of War.
Well...
Fucking Nazis everywhere, man.
Well, I mean, there's people who don't like the QTE.
Oh, yeah.
And I can understand why, because it does take away from, you know, really getting crazy with the game. You know, get your own moves. Don't just hit triangle, X, circle, square.
Okay.
But you know what, though? The gameplay on the God of War... games are so fluid.
Yeah, it really is.
And I really don't mind, you know, the QTEs when you're playing the bosses. You know, some may not like it. I understand. You know, but I'm not going to let it ruin the whole game experience for me.
Oh yeah. No, you're right. But
is it safe to say that you hadn't played your two infamous games yet?
What do you think? They're still sitting in the wrapper. I know a lot of people are sitting here going, I mean, I probably have 10 games that are sitting in the wrapper.
Yeah.
To those of you who don't understand, my buddy Ruben, he is a very, very busy person. And
I have a very stressful job, too.
And he doesn't really have the time to sit down and play games. And that's just the way it is. And I understand where he's coming from, so...
Yeah.
So don't think he's just buying them just to buy them. He wants to play them, and he'll play them eventually.
Yeah, well, the day I retire, just when I'll have time.
Yeah, but man, let's see. Well, what else we got going on here? Well, I know there was another movie that's coming out soon.
Well, Skyfall.
There we go.
We got to go watch that, and we'll talk about that on the next podcast. You know, what really worries me, and actually I'm really not that worried about it, is that it doesn't live up to the hype. But I just don't see that happening because, dude, they're doing such a good job with the Bond. And Craig pulls it off, man.
Yeah,
he is. If they keep track on this one, he's going to be my favorite Bond now.
Nice.
Dude, I love what they did with him. They made him more gritty,
and he gets his ass kicked.
And which his fighting style, it's not the, you know, his fighting style, it's believable.
Yeah.
The stunts. I mean, I'm sorry. And we've talked about this.
Yes, we have talked about this.
But we'll talk about it again, sometime. But the stunts are believable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, to a certain extent, you know, it's movie magic, but it's not. He's not jumping. He's not driving his car off a cliff and turning it into a submarine and going after things. Which, don't get me wrong, it's cool and it's great. But, you know, this in this era of movies...
Well, I know what you mentioned before, that one of your worries are Q's inventions.
Yes. Which, the only invention you've really seen is the palm print on his PPK, which I love the fact that they brought his gun back.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I love that. I mean, but...
Well, because that's vintage Bond.
That is vintage Bond.
It was not Bond without it.
Exactly. He really, and I, you know what the funny thing is I never noticed until now that he didn't have it in the first two movies.
Really?
Think about it. When was there ever a reference made to it? Or there was a... I mean, I could be wrong. But I really don't think I am. I mean, I'm going to watch... Before I go watch Skyfall, I'm watching the first two. I got Casino Royale. I got them lined out. Casino and Quantum of Solace, which I love Quantum of Solace.
Yeah, Quantum of Solace is
so good. You know, I'm worried about the inventions and, the watch that can do 20 things at one time.
Yeah.
You know, Pierce Brosnan's Bond, I really like Pierce Brosnan's Bond, but the last couple movies, Die Another Day,
yeah,
and the one afterwards, they really just, they threw that sucker in the tank. That sucked, because Brosnan was a good Bond.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he was an okay Bond. I'm not as big on Pierce Brosnan as you are.
Fair enough. I mean, hey.
The movies itself,
uh-huh,
were good.
They were good movies. They were good movies.
Pierce Brosnan seemed like he fit the bill for Bond.
Yeah.
I just had a hard time.
Really? It's one of those things?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what it is. I can't really point my finger to it. I don't really have any rhyme or reason. I just wasn't feeling it.
No, I got you. I mean, I totally buy that.
Hey, at least he wasn't Timothy Dalton.
God almighty, I don't even want to talk. We do not mention that, Richard. We don't ever talk about that. That's like talking about the time with the priest. We don't do that, man. I'm just kidding.
I mean, there's a reason why he was only in two Bond movies.
I can't believe I can't believe he was in two.
I think it was contractual.
Yeah, no shit.
it had to have been.
I grew up on Moore.
And
Moore was my favorite, but that's because I grew up on him.
I grew up on him also.
So, but, I mean, Craig is just what they're doing with the series. I'm just so happy. And, you know, and I'm not going to lie, at first I was really upset about Bond, the way Casino Royale, or not Casino Royale, yeah, Casino Royale ended. Not the way it ended, the way it was, I thought it was going to end.
Yeah.
Because he leaves MI6 for Vesper, and he's in love, and this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, wait a second. What? What? Bond, James Bond in love? Gonna marry? What the hell?
Yeah.
And then she dies.
Which is perfect.
Which it was perfect. And of course, I still had a hard... It wasn't until Quantum came out,
yeah,
that I really appreciated Casino Royale, because when he's the vengeful fucker and he's doing... And he's back to being Bond.
Yeah.
And he's that gritty Bond. That's when I'm like, okay, you know what? I get Casino Royale now. The simple fact that they had... They couldn't make Quantum if they didn't make... If they did not have that story.
Exactly.
You know?
And you know what? This is the first time ever that a Bond movie connected with the next one. And that's, you know, that's... Because, you know, it was a... Of course, it comes from Ian Fleming's books.
Yeah.
But the books were never, like, a series of books. It was just a book with a character. Kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of like some of my favorite books I like to read from Vince Flynn with his Mitch Rapp character. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't continue off of each other, just separate stories.
Yeah.
So this is the first time we ever had something that continued.
I tell you what, you know which one, speaking of, let's go on into books here and see, compounding stories.
Because nerds do read.
Yes. You know which one always really disappointed me was the fact that Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, Some of All Fears killed that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
Ben Affleck did not rock him.
No, he didn't. But, you know, Some of All Fears was supposed to be Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
But I think they couldn't get the story right. No one was really happy with what they were doing, and I think I don't remember what the issue was. But Ford backed out of it, and so that's when they said, "Oh fuck it, we'll just act like he's a young Jack Ryan."
Make it as a prequel.
Yeah, exactly. And that just they could man that should have been a good franchise. It was a good Patriot Games. And
what was Alec Baldwin thinking when he refused to continue the role of Jack Ryan?
Okay, hey dude, he pulled it off, in Red October.
In fact, I felt he was a more believable Jack Ryan.
I'm with you on that one.
But what was he thinking? Well, I guess he didn't see the franchise going anywhere. But
I mean, he's right. I mean, it didn't. But, of course, I mean, they made Patriot Games, which is great. And then what was...
Clear Present Danger.
Which, I'm sorry, that's actually my favorite one.
I love Clear Present Danger. That one had the most action
in it. Yeah, it did. That scene when the drug lords are... Oh man, that's such a good action sequence. The only thing that really frustrated me about that is William Dafoe played John Clark, because John Clark's a fucking man, like, you know, in the Clancy books.
Yeah.
He went into Rainbow Six. Anyway, but yeah, that was a big letdown. I really, really wish they could have done more with that.
Yeah, but...
But oh well.
Yeah, some of all fears, once Ford backed out,
yeah,
they should have never continued with this. Yep. Okay, this is gonna suck.
Someone spent some money somewhere where they said, "Oh fuck, we might as well make it." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
and it didn't even follow along with.
No, it didn't. It didn't make any. It didn't make. Because I've read the books.
It was like none of the other stories existed.
Yeah. Yeah, I've read the books, and if you haven't read the books, I know how far Jack Ryan's career goes.
Yeah.
And it didn't, I mean, if you, to give it credit, if you try and look at it as a separate Jack Ryan, it's just a movie.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with anything. It still just wasn't a good movie. And if you think about it, Affleck's popularity wasn't even that high at the time.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's not like they thought he was gonna bring in money. You know what I mean?
Let's face it wasn't during a time when he was making good movies.
No, he was. I mean, fuck it. It's shortly after Reindeer Games.
Well, is it really a time that he's making good movies? We haven't seen Argo. We meant to see Argo.
Yeah, we got to see Argo. We got to see that before Skyfall.
Yeah, because that one looks good.
The town was good.
Oh, the town was great, but Jeremy Renner had a lot to do with that, though.
He did. Well, hey, you know what, though? I mean, that was a good story. You got to give Affleck credit on that.
Well, the fact that he didn't really have to act in that movie.
I'm talking about, okay, fair enough, but that in the director's point. Yeah, because you really didn't see you did see a lot of Affleck in, but it wasn't a lot of lines and dialogue for him in the town. You're right.
Yeah.
But he did a good job putting that movie together.
I think Affleck's best role, not Phantoms, he did Rockin' Phantoms.
He did Rockin' Phantoms.
And to those who don't know, that's a Jay and Silent Bob reference, so if you hadn't seen those movies, you got to watch them. They're funny.
You'll enjoy them, every second of them.
But I just love, my favorite part that Ben Affleck ever did was Lion Face, rawr, Lemon Face, ooh, Lion Face, rawr, Lemon Face, ooh. Ooh, what are we gonna do?
You're in the Ball of Fame, yo! Thank you.
Okay, that's about all the love we're gonna give Ben Affleck.
No, come on. I mean, Armageddon was good.
Gosh,
I don't understand how I don't understand. Everybody wants to give him a hard time and say that movie sucked. That movie fucking rocked.
I'm sorry. I'm not in the same boat.
Really?
Jennifer loves it. Jennifer loves that movie. I don't.
They teach their own, but I mean, the funny thing is, you're the first person I've met that was like, dude, I didn't like it. Everybody else was like, yeah, man, that movie's fucking awesome.
Yeah, well,
but you know, hey, you know,
I like all the meteor showers and you know, they kill my boy Owen Wilson, but that was during a period where he was dying and everything he was in.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi was in it.
He
lived.
Yeah, you know, Steve Buscemi always gets gunned down. I wish he would have gotten gunned down because he owed gangsters money, Russian gangsters money.
Yeah, no shit. There's loan shark in Houston.
Yeah.
But speaking of Steve Buscemi, you know what series I cannot get into and I just don't like?
And Empire?
I don't like it. Boardwalk Empire. Don't like it.
And
True Blood, I never wanted to watch that show. And my sister literally had the DVDs and she literally just force-fed them to me. First two seasons, love. Third season, I was like, eh. Fourth season, and they threw that away.
Uh-huh.
HBO doesn't give a shit about that series anymore. Either the writers have just gone off in just 100 different directions.
I tried to start True Blood.
Really?
I just could never get into it.
Really? I liked it.
I'm just tired of vampires.
Yeah, well, see, that was my whole deal, was after Twilight, I was like, fuck you. You know what I mean? But I mean, the first couple seasons and halfway through the third season of True Blood, it was good.
You know, which HBO series really? I was like, you know what? I've never tried watching this show. Let me try it. And I ended up watching all five seasons in like 2 weeks. Was Big Love.
You know what? Really?
Yeah.
I have no desire to see that.
Yeah, it.
But it was around for five seasons. It had to be good, you know?
And that's like HBO's thing, five seasons of something.
Yeah. They should have done. Anyway, True Blood sucks so bad. But Boardwalk, and it's Prohibition, it's gangsters, it's the East Coast, Northeast.
It has all the makings for a great show.
Especially for something for me to like, yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm probably one of the few people that I know.
I'm on the same boat with you. And
I just can't get into it.
There's so many people that I talk to that really love that show.
Oh, yeah. They look at me like I'm nuts when I say I don't like it.
And to me, I don't know. It's just one of those things, again, something's missing.
I think they just try and drag it out too long.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is crazy, because this is why I like cable shows better than network shows.
10 episodes?
10, 13 episodes most.
Hours straight, so they're
Yeah.
You're cramming everything in, you know?
And by the time you even get a chance to get burned out from it, the season's already up to the finale.
Yeah, and they leave you hanging and you're jonesing for next year, and it's, you know.
And it takes even longer because it's only.
It's exactly.
Because like FX and its 9 o'clock time slot.
Yeah.
It'll have, there's 4 shows in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, FX, AMC, what's another
well,
one?
They do multi-seasons in a year.
Yeah, TNT, that there's always something better on than what's on network TV.
USA, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I watch anything on USA.
Burn Notice is, you know what, I've seen a couple episodes, it's okay.
Jennifer likes it. I know she
it's
likes it.
Okay.
She likes that one. She likes.
I mainly watch USA for NCIS, but yeah. You know.
She likes White Collar.
Her White Collar's good.
And she likes, what's the one with the two brothers? She likes the USA shows.
Okay.
And I can't think of the other one. But, yeah, she likes Criminal, no, not Criminal Minds. Anyway, screw it. But, yeah. Of course, me, you know, everybody that I know that listens to this podcast, that knows me, they know I love The Walking Dead.
And here's something really nuts. You know, I'm not a huge comic book geek, but I'm pretty up there.
Yeah.
I have yet to read any Walking Dead comic or see the show. And I know guys that don't even read comics that sit there and they see the show,
yeah.
And they love it.
Well, look, see right there?
Yeah.
I'll
take those home.
I have the first, the first 16 trade soft covers.
Trade paperbacks?
Yep. They're going to, I think it takes you.
Well,
I don't know how far.
I got a hotel room I got to be bored in tomorrow.
But once you finish 16, I have all the issues after that you can read.
You know, let me take those home tonight.
Well,
because
thing is, I'm rereading them right. You'll be back. I got some.
I'll have them back to you by Tuesday night. Wednesday at the earliest, the latest.
But read them, man, and you're gonna be bored in your hotel room when you're out of town. That's not gonna, because you just want to read on. When you finish the 16th one, you're gonna be like, damn, now I gotta wait.
Man.
Yeah, it's just like man, I have to wait. But I love the show. Of course, a lot of people didn't like the second season. I know one of my buddies, I say, is he loved the second season. And so I'm not alone on that boat. But what you'll hear, you know, people sometimes complain about is that it doesn't follow the comic, you know. But do you really want a carbon copy of the comic?
No, because how many comic book movies failed before, you know, because they try to go.
They try to be a carbon copy.
Yeah.
And I
think Marvel stumbles over their own feet sometimes when it comes to making movies for the simple fact that they're trying to keep it a carbon copy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's what I like about this show. It takes different turns. Those of us who do read the comic, so, you know, monthly, you know, religiously, we know more or less what's going to happen on the show.
Yeah.
But then there's times that it surprises even us. And it's just like, whoa. So they know how to keep it fresh. You know, Robert Kirkman, the creator of the Walking Dead comics, he's involved with the writing of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he knows how to keep it fresh, keep the show fresh.
Oh, good.
And keeping the integrity of the comic also. And, dude, like I said, I have the first 2 seasons on Blu-ray that you can borrow.
I think I'm... Well, let me read the comic first. And...
Yeah, read the comics and then watch those first 2 seasons. And I could probably BitTorrent the 3rd season. Oh, shit. Should I say that? Y'all didn't hear that.
Hear what? No one over here downloads anything illegal. God knows no one listening to this does never downloaded something illegal.
God knows, is anybody even going to listen to this?
Yeah. Thanks for the 99 cents. They should, because we're fucking awesome!
But yeah, I do highly recommend that you do watch that one.
I'll check it out.
And of course, I know you don't have enough... Well, I think we live in a day and age where hardly anybody watches TV as it's being shown live on TV.
You know what? And I'm one of those. I love the fact, I honestly will not... Like, How I Met Your Mother,
uh-huh.
I have... purposely made sure I wasn't watching TV when it comes on every Monday. It's a simple fact that I was like, you know what, that way I can just watch episode back to back to back.
Yeah.
At the end, at, you know, in another couple weeks.
But you know what?
I really, really hope this is the last episode of How I Met Your Mother.
You mean last season?
Or last season. I hope this is the last season. There's nowhere to go anymore. I've been... Jennifer and I, we still watch the show, you know, every Monday night now.
Has it gotten any better since the first episode? Because the first episode was shit. Oh,
the first two or three episodes were bad. Yeah. It's getting a little bit better, but...
It's like the writers gave up.
It's like they don't know what to do with Lily and Marshall.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but the Barney and Robin thing, I'm just really burnt out on that shit.
I'm burnt out on Robin.
Really?
Yeah, I just... You know, Ted Mosby, of course, has to be there, but what keeps it alive is just Barney himself.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I mean, but...
Because, I mean, you know, and here's the frustrating thing. Season 7 is my favorite season.
Yeah.
Oh, it was such a good season.
The ending was perfect. It was. You know, Victoria and Ted ride off into the sunset and in the car, and you're like, oh, wow, I can't wait to see what transpires from here. Mm-hmm. And then season 8 opener. Which was a turd in a punch bowl.
That, I mean, it shit on my face.
Yeah.
I said, oh, enjoy it.
But now that we're talking on TV, of course, what's become one of my favorites, because you kept on telling me you gotta watch it, gotta watch it. Big Bang Theory.
That's right.
It's still fun. It's not quite fresh anymore. You know, it's recycled jokes, but then once again, we are in the, what, seventh season?
Sixth season. I like the fact that they did it. They have done that show right.
Yeah.
When it comes to character development and moving the story along, especially with the Leonard and Penny, I've yet to catch up on my episodes for the season.
Yeah.
I saw the first five, and I liked what they did. I really, really, really liked what they did. You know, because I don't know what I can say exactly has happened. But they definitely want you. The writers know what they're doing. It's a good writing, good acting, and they definitely know how to keep you entertained and keep you interested in everybody's story. And they've done that.
You know what Jennifer tells me? Hmm. She says when I'm at the comic book store, that I look like Leonard.
Really?
That I'm playing with my hands the way Leonard plays with his hands.
You do that. Oh my God, you do.
And kind of looking up when I'm looking at something high, I'm kind of like.
You do that.
And when she's, you know, she's right there, she's like, stop it. You know, she hits him. You look like Leonard when you do that.
That's funny.
And I was like, whatever do you mean, Penny?
I'll be whatever you want to be.
But it was funny because I was over at my favorite store, Texas Toys.
Yeah, great store.
And we walk in. As we're walking in, here comes this one fellow nerd coming out, and he's just with his bag of comics, prancing with a big smile on his face.
Well, last time you and I were... Go ahead.
And she just looks at me, she goes, see that? That's you. That's you when you come out of the store. That is you.
It's true. You know, I remember my ex-girlfriend, when I went to the other comic store, she was like, what the fuck are we doing here? I'm like, I'm getting my comics, that's what we're doing here. Woman, shut up, and we'll have sex when we get home. I miss buying my comics and reading my comics, man. I love comics.
Yeah.
I love comics.
The other day, though.
Oh, God, man. You know, look, stereotypes exist for a reason, okay? They're not right, but you know what? At the same time, they would never exist if there wasn't a lot of truth to them, okay? Yeah. Now, but one of the joys of being me and not really being, you know, not being around the comics right now, the simple fact that when I go into a comic book store with you, I'm really an outsider looking in again. You know what I mean? And I was just like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? I mean, I think at one point in time, I was standing there looking at you and looking around and going, what the fuck am I doing here? Or look at what the, you know, look. God damn it, this is why people make fun of us, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, it's just your stereotypical, everything you can think about your stereotypical comic, there's 10 people in there that represented it in each aspect. And I was just like, oh, come on, people. You know, you're making us look bad.
I looked all right, though, right?
You're good, buddy. No, I was good. You're good. You know, but the guy with the freaking flag, this guy was, like, huge. And he was, like, 6'2", chubby. I wouldn't even say brawny, but chubby. Not a big fat fuck, but he was, you know, he had some weight on him. Shaved side of his head. Just had the top of his hair just long enough to where he could comb it forward. And had a flash shirt on. a faded Flash shirt on. You know what I mean?
Something he probably had since high school.
Right. That's exactly it. Wearing pants. And I'm just like.
And this guy was at least 30 years old.
Oh, he was older than me.
Yeah.
And look, I don't believe in judging people, but there's just sometimes you're just like, oh, come on, dude. Really? Really? You know, when you get home, you know, I bet you can't wait to get home to see what your mom made you for lunch. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean.
And there was that guy that walked in with that chick, and I was just like, oh, come on. He had the, I mean, what was that? Well, the hell, what was that one guy that walked in with a, I can't, and I'm not that fashion savvy, but when shit sticks, for me to sit here and talk about fashion, that just goes to show how bad it was, okay? So, this guy, what, green shoes, pink pants, or pink shorts?
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, and that's really what made me start looking around going, wait a second here. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Get me the fuck out of this.
You know what's funny, though? The guy with that outfit on, he had to have looked into the mirror before he left.
I told you that.
This is great.
he was wearing something that says, I have no friends. Because anyway, if he would have gone, hey, man, how do I look? They would have punched him in his face.
But hey, you know, I like my novel t-shirts.
I like novel t-shirts too, man. But I mean,
like right now, I got my Atari controller shirt.
Yeah, dude. But you know, it's not faded.
When people look at you,
they see a wedding ring. So he has, you know, he can get away with it.
Apparently, he had some game, and chances are his wife dresses him.
Yes, and I mean, Jesus Christ, I don't dress with the damn, but I don't dress like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But I mean, yeah, you're right. And I remember there was a couple guys that just were, I mean, they couldn't get in their car fast enough to read the comics. And I can't say too much because I'm no different when it comes to that stuff. And hell, there's plenty of times I've been with you. I bought my comics. And I just start reading them in the car
as we're walking.
Yeah, I mean, I do that.
Yeah.
And I you know, I'm pretty sure I got a ear to ear grin on my face when I go walking out of there.
I know, I do.
I'm happy, but. It just, Jesus. I was like, man, okay, you got your ass kicked in high school. I'll whip plenty of ass. You know, I'm not going to say I'm the baddest man on the planet. I've had my ass whipped before, but it's not very often.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I knew the
right looked around and looked going, I could whip everybody's ass in here. And
it was like, hey, Ruben, let's take this.
Yeah. No one in that store, I was like, ooh. You know, I was like, there's no one in that story that made me think, ooh, he's going to give me problems.
Yeah, but, you know, here's one bad experience that Jennifer had. And it's a, this fit her stereotype of comics that bunch of big, fat, 300-pound. And, hey, if you know a big, fat, 300-pound, you know, we're just describing what the people look like, okay? So...
I'd like to say we're not holding judgments, but I really can't just say that after saying what I just said. But, anyway,
but she, you know, she was like, and she says that they probably all smell like butt crack.
Smell like fat guy.
And
I'm fat, by the way. I can say that.
And we were
I wipe.
Yeah, this is where I'm getting at. We were together walking, you know, me walking with pride, her walking with shame.
It's all right.
And, of course...
I'm pretty sure that happens quite a lot after sex.
It was...
I got you. I button-hooked you.
You button-hooked me again. But he...
Bazinga!
We're walking there. There was a big sale going on. Maybe it was Free Comic Book Day, because it gets really packed on Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, it does.
And, We're walking through. There's a group of biggins, mm-hmm. And as we walk through,
a lot
through,
of heavy breathing.
There's a lot of mouth breathing, and there was like a cloud of stink.
Oh God!
And it smelled like it
shit.
Yeah,
sweaty
straight
shit.
Up, yeah, and it was just like, oh, I mean,
you could taste it in your mouth. I bet.
I'm not gonna go that far because I hold my breath once I smell it. So. Yeah. And I always know not to walk with my mouth open.
Fair enough.
I'm not a mouth breather.
Ah, well, hey, I'm fat, so hey.
I used to be, you know,
yeah, hey,
30, 40 pounds ago, but...
Yeah?
But
fuck you.
Hey,
hey, I'm such a cow, though. I weighed myself today. I'm 187. I'm such a freaking cow now.
Yeah, you are, you little heifer.
Moo.
That was kind of gay, moo. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But yeah, and I was just like, Jen, let's go. She's like, what? You don't want us? Jen, I'll come back tomorrow. Let's go. And I was just like, that just fulfilled every stereotype she ever had.
And you know what? Hey, to each your own. If you're comfortable, good for you. But at the same time, why do we have to live up to the stereotype? You know what I mean?
And please clean. If you're listening to this and you're one of those, if you can smell yourself.
If you're offended by what we just said, you're one of those people.
You, that's who we're talking to. But seriously, if you can smell yourself, people can smell you 10 times more.
Yep.
Just remember that, okay?
I mean, I'm at the gym and I'm embarrassed when I can smell myself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm just like, Jesus Christ, I can't get out of the gym fast enough. But then, you know.
But yeah, that's,
because we're a comic book store. That's how we got into fat guys.
Hey, well, you may be into fat guys, but.
Oh!
Oh, snap. No, he didn't.
Snap.
But yeah, that's. I guess we can pretty much start wrapping it up here. Like I said, here we are, just two guys, just having a conversation. Basically, you just eavesdropped on a conversation that we just usually have even when
hope
we're not recording.
Hope you enjoyed it and hope you smiled.
But I didn't put this notice out in time. You know, I asked leave some questions through Twitter feed or email, and I got one question, and that question was from my buddy Isaias Frias. Hold on, let me.
Frias what?
Frias.
Oh.
F-R-I.
Oh, I thought you said free something. Free his willy?
Oh, look, there's my daughter there.
Oh, hey, Ariel, mommy niece. Some guy's kissing her. I don't know about that shit, but.
That's her boyfriend.
He's a good guy,
yeah. Yeah.
You got the dad stamp of approval?
Yeah, he got the dad stamp of approval. Now, trying to find my Twitter feed.
That's the joys about being an uncle. I can be an asshole and totally spoil the kids and get away with it.
There you go. Good old Uncle Reuben.
That's right.
Let me see if I can find it. Sorry for the dead air, guys. I'm looking for my buddy because he took the time.
I guess I'm going to go on a little rant here. I don't know about what, but I guess.
Go ahead.
I have no idea what the hell to talk about.
What the heck is up with my Twitter feed? Okay, I remember more or less what the question was. What was our favorite game, album, and movie that so far this year?
Game, album, movie. Okay, well, it's hard for me to answer the game
one. Yeah, we all know that now.
Album, I don't think it came out this year, but I really just discovered it this year. It's Prepare to be Digitally Remastered. No, that's not the name of it. It's hang on. Such a good album, too. I really recommend it.
It's so good you can't remember what the hell it's called.
God, I know. Isn't that... I can't... I can't believe I'm getting a blank. It's 4 years strong as the name of the band.
Okay.
The album is Rise or Die Trying, and I don't know one track that's on that album that's bad.
Nice.
If you're into that kind of music, it's rock and roll. It's rock and roll, but it's more on the metal side because of the way they drum and the way they play the guitar.
Let's tap phones so we can exchange playlists.
But okay.
Oh, we don't have those. Never mind.
That's right. We're men. I guess in the favorite movie so far had to be The Avengers. And I say that, and I'm a huge Batman fan, but I think The Avengers was just, it was an all-around good movie. Good acting, good story, good, even without the comic biasness, mm-hmm. It was just a good movie. And you don't make $1 billion by being shitty.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, well, I'll go with mine. We'll start off with my favorite game so far this year. And my buddies on the Nintendrones know this. I know it didn't come out this year, but I didn't play it till this year. And that was Bayonetta. And, of course, I can already hear the people. I can see the people rolling their eyes and going, oh, come on, man. I don't know what it is about that game. Maybe because the character herself is sexy, but...
But that, I mean, I just love everything about that game. I just love the flow of the game. I love the fact that you hear so many, you hear "Fly Me to the Moon" so many times in that.
Really?
And it's not done in this. You got to actually,
yeah,
see the gameplay.
Are you kicking ass or something?
Oh yeah,
that's fucking cool.
Yeah,
that makes sure. Okay, now I want to play that game.
Yeah, it's. I highly suggest it. Plus, we didn't even start talking about the Wii U coming out. We gotten so many.
We're gonna have to get on that one. The next one.
Yeah, we'll get into that one.
We'll have Skyfall, Argo, Wii U, and you know what? I'm gonna play Medal of Honor.
Do you do that? But
and then I'm gonna play my mom anyway.
But I mean, I love the story of it. I love the gameplay of it. There's nothing complicated about the controls.
That's nice. That actually sounds like something I'd play.
Yeah. I mean, and it didn't try too hard to impress. Really? It just, they made the game. They put it. They said, let's put some, you know, a little bit of entertainment value.
Yeah.
And I liked it. And I can't wait for Bayonetta 2 to come out. But that's going to be a Wii U exclusive. So which means I'm going to have to buy me a Wii U to play that game.
That's a good reason.
Well, I was gonna buy a Wii U anyway. So.
Yeah, but I wanted to buy one, but I'm on the waiting list. And
yeah, I'm on the waiting list as well.
Even if I get on the waiting list, I'm not going to see it for fucking ever. Yeah. But we'll get into that more later.
As far as movies, wow, man, this
is a big year.
It's been a big year for movies. I've seen some good ones, and we've seen some crappers, like Dread.
Dread was a good movie.
I know you like Dread. I know.
No, the crapper, Total Recall.
Oh my goodness!
You gotta get. Oh come on, seriously! You gotta give Dread a lot more. Look, we'll get into this the next one. We'll get into Dread on the next one too.
You know, basically, the way you felt about Spider-Man is how I felt about Dread. It was that the first half kind of like, and then once I got past that, what was that drug called? Slow-mo?
Slow-mo. That was cool as shit when they did that, man. I love that.
Anyway.
Fair enough.
But once stuff starts to really go down on Dread, that's when I was like, oh. And you saw me in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Well, what was the movie I kept falling asleep in? Oh, Spider-Man. That's
Amazing
right.
Amazing Spider-Man. But
I will say this for Total Recall. And Richard hated it. I give it an okay for this one simple fact. Kate Beckinsale's in her underwear, and when she's fighting, she's extremely sexy.
Yeah, but movie itself, though.
I can't really.
It was a good movie. For me to poop on!
Snap!
Oh, yes I did. But man, I really did like the Avengers. And I know a lot of people gave me flack when I said that I liked the Avengers better than I liked Dark Knight Rises.
I was one of those.
But I like the Avengers better than the Dark Knight Rises. I know there's so many people out there still say, well, it wasn't that good. I liked the movie. For the same reasons you liked it. I liked the acting, the story. It was finally a Marvel movie that was done right.
There was a comic book movie that was done perfect.
Yeah. I mean, just Marvel movie in general.
Yeah.
Album would have to be I'm gonna say the album by Fund, Some Nights. I love
that. Yeah, that was a good one.
I loved it. There's, once again, just like what you said about your favorite, there was not a track that I did not like. You could definitely hear a Queen influence in their music.
Yeah.
There is definitely a Queen influence, which, you know, Queen is my all-time favorite rock band.
Yeah.
And the only thing that disappoints me about Freddie Mercury is that he's no longer with us.
Yeah, that guy was good. That guy had some talent, man.
But I'm not calling this, in no way do I call this guy Freddie Mercury, but you can hear the influence, and I really appreciate it, and it's really a lot better
It's just nice to hear that again.
It's nice to hear something that's fresh, and it's one of those where, just like with Queen, no two tracks sounded alike, and this is what I get from Fun.
Rolling Stones were a lot like that too.
I loved Rolling Stones in the '60s and '70s.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude!
And we were having this conversation the other day as well.
Well, you know, we'll get in more music on the next one.
Yeah,
because that's some good shit.
But I'm going to give a few shout outs though to some of fellow podcasters and fellow tech nerds. And chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you already listened to some of these other ones I'm going to mention. I want to mention, of course, my buddies, the Nintendrones, Isaias, Kenley, Shane, Jeff. You guys are awesome. I don't think there's anybody in the world that knows about Nintendo more than these guys.
Oh, yeah?
They're not called the Nintendrones for anything. I was actually on their very first podcast, and I felt stupid around them. And that's because I know quite a bit.
You put me to shame, too, on a lot of things. Shit.
Yeah, and I love Nintendo, and I thought I knew a lot about Nintendo. I wasn't even in the same league with these guys. I mean, these guys rock when it comes to Nintendo. There's the IGN Tech Fetish talking about, you know, the latest in technology entertainment. It's they're a good group of guys. The Uncanny Comic Cast, those guys, they're great. They know their stuff about comics. And let me see who else. IGN Channel Surfing, another great podcast. They always talk about, you know, it's kind of obvious, TV.
Yeah.
Every now and then, I think they'll get into movies when it's relevant. And I haven't listened to their latest. In fact, I haven't listened to the last two or three. Sorry, guys. Haven't listened to y'all in quite a while, but... But I really suggest listening to those podcasts as well. And then...
give us some good feedback. Let us, you know...
Yeah, I'm going to try and get this on iTunes once I can figure it out. It took me a while to figure out how to do something as simple as podcasting itself, but...
And if you guys if you want to tell us we fucking suck, that's fine with us, too.
Yeah.
Spit in your face.
And I also want to... there's, of course, my... To anyone who may be listening locally here in Corpus Christi, I gotta give a shout out to my buddies at Texas Toys, Hadar, Gil, Dean the owner.
Bunch of good guys.
Bunch of good guys, man. They take care of their customers, and that's why they have so much repeat business, because they are a group of guys. And let me see if I can find this business. I forgot the name of the. I was at the Trade Center today.
Again?
Again, yeah.
How are you doing over there?
And to those of you who don't know, the Trade Center is basically...
it's just a flea market. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, it's... Little Mexico.
Okay, you said it.
But
we have very Hispanic names.
Marroquino Morales. Yeah.
Este vato.
So we can make Mexican jokes, okay? So it's okay for us. Kind of like never mind.
We better stop.
Once again, those of you in Corpus Christi who like classic gaming, there's a place at the trade shop in the trade. What's it called again?
Trade Center.
Trade Center. There you go.
Mexico pequeño.
And that's Little Mexico, folks. Your bilingual lesson of the day.
That's Little Mexico for all you white folk. Oh, shit, we gotta get off the subject. Fucking, what's her name? We gotta get.
But
this is bad.
Well, what was it? Who was the store that where we went that one time?
Live Again Video Games. Play Again Video Games.
Okay, let's not go because we know we.
Those are good guys over there.
The manager. I don't like that manager.
No. Okay. Oh man, no. We'll get into. Let's get into this on the next one because this is a good story. And we'll get into this next one, but I've got to get a story to redeem them, okay?
Okay. Well, these guys that I met here at the Trade Center, it's called Joe's Classic Video Games. Self-explanatory. They sell the vintage games, Nintendo, Super NES, NES, the N64. They sell the machine that you bought, you know, where you can put both the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo games.
Sweet, man. I love playing those old games.
They're a good, very humble guys. They're just starting out. He started off as a Craigslist thing for him as a collector. Then he started getting more and more games and said, you know what, I could probably sell these. And he doesn't hike up the price. He just goes by what they're worth.
Oh, cool. That's nice.
Yeah, and his name is Joe. at Joe's Classic Video Games, and like I said, I'm gonna frequent these guys, because I don't like the manager at the other store.
What? No, he wasn't a manager.
Or what was?
I've actually met the owner at the other store. He's one of us, man. He's a good guy.
Is he a good guy?
He's a good guy, and a lot of the other people that work there are good guys. It's just that one guy, yeah. And I can't say names, and but. You know, it's in that story, it's very well known that that guy's a fucking douche.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah,
it's fucking 90 degrees and the guy shows up in a blue Prius wearing a t-shirt with a sport jacket with a blazer over it and blue jeans and tennis shoes. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you, you know?
And anyway, just think,
he looked into the mirror
that morning and said, this looks good.
Yeah. And he's full of himself.
And he doesn't know crap about.
He's a douche. Games. Yeah, he doesn't.
He does not.
He's one of those. He's a friend. I think he's a friend of the boss. Yeah. So, and he takes a lot of work off the boss's plate, or he tries to, but I don't think that happens. Anyway, we'll get into that.
All right. So, locally, guys, if you know, go to these guys if you're looking for these things. Like I said, Texas Toys. It's not just comics, but of course it's called Texas Toys, so there's obviously action figures. They have the McFarlane series. They have the best video game character.
And homies.
They got a box of homies on the floor.
I love that.
I love how they put them on the floor.
I know,
too.
Just, me too.
They T-shirts, cool T-shirts, cool collectibles. And
statuettes.
You can go on their website, texastoys.com. They're not just limited to here in Corpus Christi. They're actually worldwide. Get this. I was talking to Dean one time, and he told me that that Jay and Silent Bob's secret stash, they ran out of the Buddy Christ figurines, and they looked online, and...
Get the hell out of here.
And they called them up, because they had like 30 of them still. And they asked if
they still have one, because I need to get one of those.
They do. They still have the Buddy Christ over there.
I'm gonna go pick that up tomorrow because I got to pick up that Beavis too.
So they actually had to send something that you usually buy at Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash.
That's awesome.
That's crazy, man. So they're great guys, and like I say, they'll help you out if they don't have it in the store or if it's not advertised online. If it's something rare that you're looking for. They'll go out of their way to look for it for you.
And they'll do a good job of putting their hands on it too.
Yeah, they're great guys. So, but that's it, man. Thanks for listening this long, and hope you listen next week.
And we'll do better on the next one. I think we did pretty good on this one.
I think we did okay. Yeah. I think
and, this is the first one. So we'll see. how many people hate me in my comments.
hate you.
Yeah.
But with that, we say goodbye.
Adios, cabrones.